This dictation is for Dr. Shanner Mays, MD. The date of examination is 11/21/22. The name of the patient is Mary Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. File Streco space Carney space M. This is CardioCare Associates letterhead. Tremble stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 11/21/22. Referring physician, Subhathra Karen Amethy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon R. Mace, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 72-year-old female with history of hypertension and complaint of chest discomfort. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, consider septal MI of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 70 beats per minute. New paragraph, make that baseline blood pressure 120 over 70, parentheses, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. Baseline heart rate, 70 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient went tremolo exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes and 25 seconds, semicolon, 25 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 149, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 137 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20413, period, new paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced mild dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair to good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 to 7.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress for the level of stress attained with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise for her functional capacity. Patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 70 and a heart rate of 83 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent tremolo stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position, power sternal long axis, power sternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study, baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. In the first paragraph where it says, with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20413, make that with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of at least 20413, period, to continue where I was. Conclusions. One, normal ECG portion tremolo exercise stress test to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period and experienced only mild dyspnea with stress. Three, the patient exhibited fair to good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 to 7.5 mets comparable to her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress for the level of stress attained with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise for her functional capacity, possibly related in part to her body habitus. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress, wall motion, when outreach and wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.